This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I think things may change between the fan bases and the teams. And I've always kind of had a soft spot for Kansas City. Honestly, it's as childish as I was a kid and their initials are KC on the side of the helmet. I swear to God, Tone, that's as childish as it gets. So I've always kind of had a soft spot for him. But this is a big one on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to creating, hopefully, a rivalry that will last a long time. Let's go to the Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, we've talked about so many different storylines here, and we'll talk to you about how you would plan on stopping the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about earlier today, you know, Kareem Hunt was asked about Sammy Watkins' tweet, and he was pretty close to the vest, and we've talked about this a couple of times this week. I think it's okay for Kareem Hunt to believe, hey, this is a personal game. It should be personal. This is a big part of his personal history here, and I also think that he could do some damage in this football game against this Kansas City Chiefs defense. You can run on this football team. I expect Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to have a healthy dose on Sunday and both probably to have pretty good games.
Yeah, I mean, this is personal, I think, for Kareem Hunt, considering what he has gone through early in his career as well as life. This is something that he was looking forward to. Nick Chubb talked about this week how Kareem had mentioned earlier in the season that he felt that the Browns and Chiefs would meet in the postseason. He's been very candid and open about talking about the pain he felt watching the Chiefs win the Super Bowl because he felt he should have been part of that team, part of that celebration. And now, you know, his attention and focus is on trying to get the Browns not only to the Super Bowl, but to winning one. So I'm expecting Kareem Hunt to run just as angry as we saw him run against the Pittsburgh Steelers, if not angrier.
I expect that too, Daryl. I just wonder how much of the game plan he'll be this week. We know what a potent weapon he is catching the ball in the backfield. In fact, I would argue, as good as the offense has been this year, so it's tough to argue anything, they probably could use him more in that passing game. He's so skilled in the open field, even a little more than Chubb once he catches the football.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and this is, you know, one of the benefits that the Browns have with their skilled players, that it's not just, you know, your typical Jarvis Landry, Rashard Higgins, Austin Hooper, David Njoku in the passing game. I mean, both of these running backs can do damage by catching the ball out of the backfield. We saw that last week in Pittsburgh with Nick Chubb, that 40-yard touchdown on the catch and run. So, I think that that gives the Browns somewhat of, I don't know if it's an advantage, but some flexibility in their game planning when Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt put their heads together and they, draw up the script for Sunday afternoon.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. They're going into Arrowhead. Very different set of circumstances than last week, Daryl, where it was essentially friends and family in the stands. This is going to be 13,000 Arrowhead, always a tough place to play. Thank God it's not the full boat, although that would have been fun for us. This be a little easier than that. Either way, do you think they're going to be a little more prepared or have to prepare differently for having to compete with the noise, so to speak?
No, not really. I mean, they've had 12,000 fans for most of the season at home. So, you know, playing.
This is on the road, Daryl. I mean, they're going to be actively cheering against them as opposed to with them.
I'm
explaining home versus away to Daryl right now.
Now, wait a damn minute here. Wait a minute. Go ahead, Daryl.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
12,000 is not 70,000, Anthony. Okay. So.
He's explaining numbers to you.
I appreciate it. Sometimes I need it.
We've seen this year, not only in the regular season, but also in the postseason, how home field advantage has been neutralized by the small crowds or the none crowds that we've had. So if there's ever a year for the Browns to be able to go into Arrowhead, which is one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League, and come out of there with a win, it would be this year, you know. Yes, the Chiefs will have 13,000 fans. I'm sure they're going to be just as loud and rowdy as, you know, Browns fans were this year at First Energy Stadium, but it's not a full house. It's not the same effect. It's not the same atmosphere. So I think that, again, and the records, the numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but it, you know, bears out home field advantage hasn't meant a whole lot to teams this year because, you know, these buildings have not been able to be full.
Daryl Ryder joining us here today, brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Defensively, what's the thing you worry about the most? What's the thing that you're excited about the most?
Well, I'm not excited about anything defensively facing Kansas City. Their offense is just incredibly explosive. There's no question about that. You know, their passing game with Patrick Mahomes is deadly. Travis Kelce, I don't even know how you stop that guy. I mean, this is, you know, he's made the Pro Bowl just about every year he's been in the league, and this year he had a career year. Over 100 catches, over 1,400 yards, receiving 11 touchdowns. I don't know how you stop it. I have no idea. And when you look at the Browns linebacker situation, it could get ugly in the Browns linebackers v. Travis Kelce Sunday afternoon. Obviously, we know what, you know, Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins are capable of. I really think that this has the potential to be a fun shootout. I don't know if it's going to replicate Baker Mayfield v. Pat Mahomes, Oklahoma v. Texas Tech that they played in. And you know, Baker talked about earlier this week the pressure he felt in that game to score in the second half on every single possession, both of those quarterbacks accounting for 7 touchdowns in that game. I don't know if this is going to match that game, Ken. I don't know. There's an opportunity, I think, there. I really think that this could be one of those defense optional Sunday afternoons.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. What's the latest you know about Joel Bitonio? Is there anything you can give us right now?
They're hoping that he'll get cleared and that he can still play. I think today is a really, really big day in that regard. You know, Kevin Stefanski coming back yesterday, Kadarrell Hives coming back yesterday. It did raise my eyebrows that Joel Bitonio did not come back yesterday when he was eligible to do so. So the hope still is that he can be activated from reserve COVID and play. Quite frankly, they need it. They're really shorthanded in an offensive lineman right now. So, we hopefully will know something relatively soon here.
I know, Daryl, there's some concern about how the defense is going to neutralize Mahomes. I did see him against the Dolphins kind of running for his life. They put together a great game plan. I wonder if there's anything – obviously, the Browns defense not as talented, you know, from the roster-wise as what the Dolphins have been able to do defensively. But Myles Garrett still could create some huge problems. It only takes a few plays. What did you see out of Myles last week, and how much better do you think he could be this week?
I think that, you know, what we saw out of Myles last week is when the Steelers went to that, up-tempo offense in the second half, he had the hands on the hips quite a bit, and understandably so. So I still don't think he's back to 100%, which is completely understandable. Making very clear, I'm not criticizing Myles Garrett at all. He's giving you everything he has in the tank right now. He's just, he's not the same player. And I don't know if we're going to see him look like the same player this year. We may have to wait until next season when he has, you know, 6 months or so to do everything from a rehab standpoint or whatever he's doing behind the scenes to overcome these after effects from COVID. But, you know, I think that if he can get after Mahomes, who is just as deadly with his feet as his arm, you know, they can't, if they get close to Mahomes, whether it's Garrett or anybody else, they got to get him down. They can't allow him to slip away and extend those plays. So I think they have to be very careful about when they blitz, who they send to blitz, and be very, very wary of Mahomes' ability to extend those plays and, you know, find his playmakers down the field.
All right, Darryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the game Sunday, and I'll see you in Tampa.
Boom. All right, Darryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. By the way, somebody brought this to our attention. I want to thank Garrett on Twitter here. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Kenny, does that count, or I got to do that again?
That'll count.
Okay, all right. Twitter reactions brought to you by...
at once.
There we go, baby. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We thank Garrett on Twitter, not Garrett Bush, but a different one, for listening to us and tweeting this. Cleveland.com, the company has been tracking sales in the secondary market since Monday, and this is just a headline here, and it's clear Browns fans will be out in strong numbers. The company is currently projecting a 52-48 split among fans in the stands with a slight advantage, going to the home team. Those stats courtesy of Vivid Seats. There you go, Tone.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, where would they have...
When you don't have a playoff game in 18 years and then you win it, Kansas City's... Now, because we are under COVID restrictions all throughout the country, but Kansas City is a fun city. It is a good town to be in. Now, I don't know what their restrictions are. It's a good place to go.
The divisional round there the last couple of years, I've checked on it, weren't the prices weren't bad on the secondary market. Now, when they were in the AFC Championship game,
Chiefs fans just waiting for that?
Kind of. I think so.
This would be, by the way, if the Chiefs win on Sunday, this is where you read the notes on the game notes. This is the first time, or only the second time in history, a team will have hosted three consecutive conference championship games. The last time it was done... Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you believe that, Tone?
Well, now I can.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Yep. You don't give a damn. Nobody else does. I don't know why I said it. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, Ari Gold, 6'10", and Kansas City. We'll get the thoughts from the Chiefs and how they feel about everything going into this football game and how, according to these numbers, it could very well be a Cleveland takeover at Arrowhead Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon. I'm looking forward to it, baby. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.